I got a flashlight. Sludge and I went out into the night. I saw two pirates ahead of us. "Excuse me," I said. "Have you seen Rosamond's cat, little Hex?" The pirates turned around. They were Finley and Pip.
"We have just started on our rounds," Finley said, "and all we've seen are a dancing artichoke and a robot."
Sludge and I walked up and down the street. We saw more pirates and monsters and kings and artichokes, but we did not see little Hex. Where could he be? "What would a scared cat do on Halloween?" I asked Sludge. Then I had an idea. Perhaps little Hex wasn't scared anymore. Perhaps I should be looking for a brave cat and not a scared one. "Perhaps this year little Hex is learning how to haunt," I said to Sludge. "I, Nate the Great, don't believe in haunted houses, but we must go to that old house and hunt for little Hex." Sludge did not look happy, but we walked to the old house. It looked haunted. It looked like every ghost who had ever haunted anything was haunting this house on this night. Sludge and I crept up the front steps. They creaked. I knew they would. I knocked on the door. It creaked. I knew it would. I opened the door. It squeaked. I knew it would. I stepped into the house. Sludge slunk in. I called out, "Super Hex? Big Hex? Plain Hex? Little Hex? Any Hex? Are you here? You have 1 minute to show your faces, then Sludge and I are leaving." I started to count the seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Slam! The door shut behind us. I tried to open it. It was stuck. "There must be another door," I said to Sludge. I flashed my flashlight around. I saw cobwebs and old furniture draped with white sheets. I heard clinking and clanking and shrieking. "Is that you, cats?" I shouted. I saw three pairs of eyes glowing at me in the dark. Cat's eyes. They belonged to Super Hex, Big Hex, and Plain Hex. Then they disappeared. I flashed my flashlight all over the house. The three cats were gone. But how did they get out of the house? How could Sludge and I get out? I heard more clinks and clanks and shrieks. The cats had left. So what was making those ghostly noises? I, Nate the Great, now believed in haunted houses. We had to get out of here. I found another door. It was locked. I tried the windows. They were locked. There must be a way out, I thought. The cats got in and got out. I kept looking. And then, in front of me, I saw a ghost. I don't believe in ghosts, so how could I see this one? But it was creeping toward me, dressed in a white sheet. And suddenly I knew I had solved the case. Little Hex must be under that sheet, learning how to haunt. I lifted the sheet. Sludge was huddled under it. He was hiding. I unwrapped him. He led me to another room. He found a hole. It was small, but he dug in it, making it bigger. It was big enough for us to crawl into. It led to the outside. We were free. "Good work, Sludge," I said. We walked down the street, away from the house. We were happy to do that. "Little Hex was not in the haunted house," I said. "We are back to looking for a scared cat." Did I have any clues? Pancakes helped me think. Bones helped Sludge think. We went home. We ate. I thought back. The last time Rosamond saw little Hex was when he followed her into Esmeralda's house. Then he was gone. Esmeralda and Annie and Rosamond had searched Esmeralda's house, but they could not find little Hex. So he must have gone out into the night, alone. But why would he do that when he was scared of Halloween? Sludge was scared of Halloween, too. He had hidden under a chair in my house and under a sheet in the haunted house. Perhaps little Hex was hiding under something.